This is Sven Walters with an audio story for The Breaker. Midnight on Tuesday marked the last security update for the popular operating system Windows XP. Its developer Microsoft will not bring out new patches. Security firms Kaspersky and Symantec say it will increase the risk of cyber theft for private users and businesses. I talked to cybersecurity expert Dr. Christopher Richardson from Bournemouth University's Cybersecurity Unit to find out more.
It's as simple as that. If you don't patch your system, you're vulnerable. So if you choose to stay with XP, then your profile is saying, well, we know it's vulnerable. So you've got to ask the question, how are we going to protect our product, our operations, our business processes? And I think this country's biggest problem is a loss of IP. Our intellectual properties going out of this country at a fair rate or not. That's what cybercrime is all about today. This country is a great country because we're innovative. If our innovations are going to be robbed, then we've got a problem and we've got to stop that.
And Tobias Elwood, Member of Parliament for Bournemouth East, brought up the issue in the House of Commons this March. He said, cyber attacks are simpler and cheaper than a dirty bomb. We no longer see robbers running into rob a bank. It's all done electronically. But how are Bournemouth and Poole businesses dealing with cybersecurity and the last Windows XP update? Some, like aircraft parts manufacturer Magellan Aerospace or the engineering company Copperchase, already migrated to newer operating systems. Others, like the hydraulics manufacturer Hydrico, still use older software. Their IT manager Steve Gray even runs one of his machines on a version from 1993.
The only XP machine we've got is on like an old engineering machine where the software and sort of proprietary circuitry needs to run on that operating system, but we'll keep that pretty much standalone, so XP will run on that. And indeed, we've got a Windows 3.1.1 machine.
And Nigel Hedges, who provides engraving services, said he was quite slow to embrace new technology for his business.
You know, I'm a bit of a techno dinosaur, I'm afraid. So not having a smartphone or a website, I work with a manual pantograph. There's absolutely no chance of any intellectual property rights being stolen from me because none of my work or any of my business depends even on something as simple as internet banking. So from my point of view, being backward is actually, in this case, an advantage.
It seems like many Bournemouth and Poole businesses will not be affected by future Windows XP security threats. But as Dr. Richardson says, no operating system provides absolute security for the digital business world of today. This was an audio story for The Breaker. Find more stories on www.thebreaker.co.uk.